This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been almost a decade of recovery since the Great Recession, and while some things have recovered, funding for public schools is not one of them. That's from a new report today by a left-leaning think tank, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. It finds in many states, public investment K through 12 has declined since 2008. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
Some states have bounced back, but in 2015, after you account for inflation, about 30 states were still providing less funding per student than they did just before the recession.
The deepest cuts were in Arizona, which reduced total state funding by an astonishing 37%.
Mike Leachman co-authored the report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says when states cut school funding during the recession, many local governments couldn't make up the difference.
Most of the deepest cutting states also cut income tax rates at a time when their revenue systems already are hurting, making the hole even deeper.
For most school districts, about 85% of its funding goes towards salaries and benefits. That's according to Eric Hauck. He studies education finance at the University of North Carolina.
So if you're cutting education budgets, other than some very marginal changes, you're actually cutting staffing levels.
Which, he says, means it's harder for schools to make changes, like expanding early education or cutting down class sizes. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.